Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. French media report. The black box recorders found in the wreckage of a Russian passenger jet show a bomb brought down the plane over Egypt last week, killing all 224 on board. France 2 Television and the French news agency cite sources close to the investigation. The AFP source says, according to investigators, the flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder show everything was normal aboard the Russian Metrojet, but 24 minutes into the flight, suddenly there was nothing, with one of the boxes registering a loud sound and a violent sudden end, indicating a bomb may have gone off. British Prime Minister David Cameron was among the first to halt British flights into Egypt, which stranded some of his citizens, like this man who encountered long delays in leaving Sharm el-Sheikh.
Well, it was quite strange because we got on ready, got onto the shuttle, ready to get onto the plane, and then we waited, and suddenly we were told the plane was being cleaned. And then they changed their mind and said, oh, now there's a problem. And the authorities did say it was the British consulate that said that there's a problem. So we were taken to the Hilton, and the British consulate looked after us. They got us rooms, and next day we were out, yeah.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has now suspended all of his country's commercial flights to Egypt. The Russian leader acted quickly after the chief of the country's FSB security service recommended the halt. The United States moved on Friday to boost security at airports in the Middle East, where passenger and cargo flights take off for the United States, even as investigators continue to probe the Russian crash. Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson said he is taking the precautionary measures out of an abundance of precaution, adding to aviation security requirements already in place. Johnson said there would be expanded screening of items aboard aircraft and assessment of security at airports. This is VOA News. White House officials say President Barack Obama has concluded Israeli and Palestinian leaders will make no significant progress toward peace before he leaves office in early 2017. That pessimistic viewpoint was disclosed as Mr. Obama prepares to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Moscow says U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met by phone Friday to discuss efforts to widen international political talks on Syria to include both opposition groups and the Assad government. Russia's foreign minister reported in a statement that Lavrov and Kerry also discussed the multinational fight against the Islamic State extremists and other militant organizations in the Middle East. Ahead of next month's climate meeting in Paris, a new United Nations report finds that pledges to cut carbon emissions by the world's nations are a good start but fall short of what is needed to prevent global warming and climate change. Lisa Sloan reports for VOA on the UN Environmental Protection Program study released in Geneva.
The UNEP report describes the world's progress on reducing greenhouse gas emissions, which are leading to global warming. At first blush, the survey of the efforts being made to tackle climate change seems to carry a discouraging conclusion. But that is not how the UN Environment Chief Achim Steiner sees it. He calls the study in advance of the Paris conference an historic breakthrough.
That historic breakthrough is, simply put, the fact that we now have a commitment that you can soon describe as universal action to address the challenge of global warming and of climate change.
More than 150 countries have submitted their national climate change strategies. Steiner calls this unprecedented and a significant departure from the previous 2 years. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
After 7 years of debate, President Barack Obama today rejected construction of the controversial Keystone oil pipeline from drilling sites in Canada through the central region of the U.S. Mr. Obama at the White House said the 1,900-kilometer pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. He said that he called Canada's new Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, to inform him of that decision. Burundi angrily rejected U.S. criticism of a planned security crackdown today, saying that warnings of fresh violence reflect a bias against President Pierre Nkurunziza. Mr. Nkurunziza has announced a Saturday deadline for people to hand over illegal firearms or be treated as enemies of the state in a bid, the government says, to stem months of violence and protests over his election to a third term in office this year. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, said Thursday she was extremely concerned the arms ultimatum could trigger widespread violence. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.